BBC Six Music podcasts.
Six Music.
This is a free download from the BBC.
Find out more at bbc.co.uk/sixmusic.
And now, Adam and Joe.
Are you ready for the Adam and Joe podcast? Made with little nuggets from their radio show. Mildly amusing mini moments from the past. Beautifully preserved in super stereo. Stereo.
Hello, listeners. This is Adam.
Hi, this is Garth Jennings. It's not Joe. Unfortunately, he's away with shingles.
And, you know, folks, it's not worked out for us recently. I mean, I'm really sorry to mess you around with these podcasts. I don't know what to say. I can understand if you go and try and find your podcast gratification from another source. But please don't abandon us. We'll be back with you. And, you know, we got a couple of podcasts in a row. There's this week and then next week from Glastonbury. So that'll be exciting as well.
And this week's one is amazing.
It's amazing. It's going to be one of the best podcasts you've ever heard in your life. Thanks very much indeed to Garth for filling in for Joe.
And thanks for Joe for having a rotten illness.
For having a little bit of shingles. Did you enjoy yourself today, Garth?
It was brilliant. It was really good fun. We played lots of amazing tracks. Unfortunately, you can't hear those on the podcast, but we had a lot of laughs.
Oh
man, we were laughing. Wall-to-wall laugh-a-rama. That's what it was.
You slightly put Joe to shame. You put us both to shame, in fact, with your song war song.
Well, you get to decide for yourself, listener of the podcast.
It's like a proper song. You're not supposed to bring in proper songs.
Well, I thought the whole thing was, you know, song wars. I mean, the war of the songs, a couple of tunes by a couple of prongs.
Yeah, but you made us look like prongs by coming in with a real proper tune.
Yeah, but am I happy?
Yeah, well, that's the question. You decide, listeners. Here's our podcast this week.
This is a big British castle podcast with some talking from the Adam and Joe Show radiogram. You can listen to it while you're on your way to work. And when you get there, you can listen on the loo. How do you do?
Hi, this is Adam Buxton, and I'm joined today by my good friend Garth Jennings.
Yes, Joe's not here. I'm standing in for Joe, because he's got shingles.
He's got the shingles, and he's in Los Angeles. He went off to Los Angeles to do some work with his showbiz pals. But as soon as he got there and checked into his gold palace, he got the shingles, which is terrible, really, because shingles is one of those things that... you know, it sounds like a made-up disease, doesn't it?
Well, I didn't know what it was before. And it sounds... I was talking about this yesterday, that it sounds like a Stephen King novel.
Right.
Because I was thinking it sounds like... You know, you could imagine the poster on the Underground, and it's sort of the new Stephen King novel, Shingles. You know, between the shiver and the tingle lies the shingle. And, it turns out it's, you know, in reality, you get it when you're really run down.
Right, it's a nervous disease of the nervous
system.
Well,
I think
it's
a bit run down, and but it's lying dormant within all of us, which is why I was thinking again of Stephen King. Yeah, because it's once you get measles or something like that when you're a chicken pox.
Right.
That little tiny piece of it stays within you, and if you go too bad...
You should do the shingles movie. It's like The Incredible Hulk.
The shingle.
Edward Norton, and he just gets a rash. Don't make me angry, or I might get a nasty rash.
I don't want to get run down again.
Don't make me run down. But listen, it can be worse than just an itchy rash, though. I mean, shingles can be very serious. If you get it on your face and around... Don't grin at me.
I can't help it.
Stop grinning. It's a serious thing. You know, like, if you get it around your eyes, if it's really bad, you can go blind with that. That's crazy stuff, and
it's not something to be laughed at.
So I hope Dr. Sexy is okay. I'm pretty sure he is. We got a message saying that he is going to be back in time for our coverage of Glastonbury next week.
Good.
He's not going to miss out on Glastonbury. No. But Dr. Sexy's been in a bad way. So that was St. Etienne for him.
Yeah, and I'm sorry for making it sound like a joke. We miss you, man, and I hope you get well soon.
Yeah, absolutely. That was very nice. Very
sexy. I was doing a late night voice there.
It's time for Song Wars, the war of the songs. A couple of tunes by a couple of prongs. Which will you vote for? Which one is the best? We're putting our songs to the listener test, so check it out.
This is a Song Wars with Garth Jennings, who is my guest this week. He's filling in for Joe, who is laid up with shingles. It's a pirate disease. Joe's a pirate, and he's been in Los Angeles battling people with his cutlass, and he contracted shingles on a raiding mission.
Mm-hmm.
So I really hope he's okay, and we're expecting to be back with him next week when we're in Glastonbury, of course. But for Song Wars this week, Garth and I have composed an original tune, which we're going to play for you. And of course, as usual, you listeners have to tell us which one you like best. And then next week at Glastonbury, we'll announce the winner. So we decided that the theme should be illness. Right?
Mm.
Because all this week I've had a cold, a summer cold, whatever you want to call it. It's just a cold, basically. And you've been suffering from hay fever.
I get stupid hay fever. It's really annoying. In fact, you're talking about pirates there. Earlier in the week, my eyes swell up with hay fever as well. So I look really strange. And for the first time in my whole life, just one of my eyes decided to swell up. And the other one sort of went the other way.
Yeah.
So I remember turning around to my wife and she sort of jumped back a bit. And so I went, oh, you've got a big eye. and along with the running nose and all the other rashy, itchy bits. Yeah, well, it's not been a particularly sexy week, that's for sure.
No. I felt rotten as well. I felt really dreadful. Well, we went to France last weekend, you see, and we were seeing Radiohead out there in this outdoor arena. I'll talk about that a bit later on, but I think maybe I caught some, I don't know, sexy Radiohead virus, and so I was feeling rough all week. I'm feeling a lot better today.
Have you channeled that into your song?
Yes, I have.
Because I've channeled my hay fever, hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's flip a coin.
All right, go for it.
Call it. This is calling it to go first.
Heads for first.
You want to go heads for first. Heads it is.
Good gracious.
So introduce your song for us.
All right, my song's called Hay Fever. Because I get it really badly, and it really is based on the whole thing of waking up in the morning with your eyes glued shut. That happens a lot with my hay fever. Not a pretty thing, but I'm sure some of you out there share my allergy. And this is a song about the allergy. Here we go. This is Hay Fever. My song.
That's
Hay
amazing,
Fever.
Man.
That's a bit of Timbaland production.
Did you really do that? You can't just wander in with a song like that. That's ludicrously high quality. Now, I should play you mine, which is kind of a contrast. And I thought this week I would really try and play all the instruments myself.
Oh, good one.
But rather than, which is what you did on your track, but yours sounds wicked. Mine sounds insane.
But I haven't used any guitars or anything. That's just keyboards.
Yeah, well, you wait till you hear mine. And this is what happens when you got a cold and you try and play your guitar badly. Here's my song.
It started yesterday. There was a tickle in my throat and I coughed. But it didn't go away, and when I coughed again, I felt a small amount of pain ripple gently through the muscles in my limbs and chest. I thought I know what's best. I'll drink a pint of echinacea, have a bath, and snort a line of vitamin C. Oh, how happy I will be. I will chew the yummy orange pills, and they will sort out all my chills. Hey, look at me, I'm eating vitamin C. I've eaten much too much, oh dear, and now I can't get off the lavatory. I've got chills, they're multiplying, and now I'm losing the will to go to work. I'll phone in sick and they'll think that I'm just faking it, and then I'll take some pills and I'll climb into bed.
Look, I'm in bed, it's the day but I'm in bed. I'm going to catch up on some reading and some dull but worthy DVDs. I've got tissues, I've got mojo back issues, but I'm sweating and I'm shaking. Could somebody help me, please?
When I get better, I'm going to make some changes. I'm never going to drink or smoke a single thing again.
I've got the flu and I want you to sympathize. Just look into my eyes. They're all streaming and red and I'm in bed and I can't get up because my muscles hurt. Oh dear, dearie me. I've got a cold and I'm told it's a peculiar strain. It makes your hands feel balloony. It plays tricks on your brain. You get a tune in your head and it plays on a loop. Round and round and round and round. I've got the bug from a woman who was sneezing at work. She flipping sneezed on my sandwich, but I ate it like a jerk.
And then it sort of fades out there.
It's brilliant.
That's my flu song.
Well played, by the way. I was expecting something terrible the way you built it up.
Well, you know.
That was well done.
Three chords. Okay, so folks, if you want to vote for Garth's Hay Fever song or my flu song, the email address, as usual, is adamandjoe, adamandjoe, .6music@bbc.co.uk.
Ah, yeah, a little groovy break. Now back to work.
Madden!
Yeah.
Madden!
His whole head has to flip backwards to do that note.
That's right, like the guy with the flip-top head, the toothbrush guy.
Yeah, and Pez.
Right.
Madden!
Cribs, Pez dispensers
Pez
would
dispensers.
Be ideal. And if they could fix them so they actually said, Madden!
Yeah.
When they flip back.
And you've got a little sweet at the same time.
That would be sweet.
Sweet.
Okay, it's time to play the jingle.
Oh.
Text the nation. Text, text, text. Text the nation.
What if I don't want to?
Text the nation.
But I'm using email. Is that a problem?
It doesn't matter. Text.
Ah, oh, God. Nice to hear someone enjoy. Joe just groans now every time.
I love that jingle.
Okay,
that's
so
text.
Text the Nation this week. It's the nation's favourite feature if you've never heard the show before. This is the part of the show. We invented this brand new feature. It's incredible. It's won a lot of awards and it's revolutionary. What we do is we think of a subject and then we ask people to text or email their responses to it. And
that's then, amazing. No wonder
then,
you won awards.
But here's the thing that we won a lot of awards for. Then we read them out.
Ooh.
And that's because you always got to have one little extra thing there to make an idea truly great. And that was the thing that we added, which no one else has done before, I believe. Now, this week we are talking about, well, let me put this in context for you. As I was saying earlier, I was at a Radiohead show on the weekend.
Where was the show, Adam?
The show is in France, which is a part of the world that isn't England. And it's a really amazing place. And the show was in a place called Nîmes in southern France. And it was in this beautiful amphitheatre. Oh, my lordy. And the ladies in the house. It's a whole other subject that I actually want to talk to you about.
The ladies in the amphitheatre?
Radiohead lady fans.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh. I've got something I need to get off my chest about that later on. But I was, because you and I, Garth Jennings, did some work for Radiohead last year. We helped them with their webcasts when they were celebrating the release of In Rainbows. And so because of that, as a thank you, they've given us these passes so we can go to some of their shows for their tour.
Yes.
So I was at the show, and afterwards I got to wheedle into the backstage party VIP bit, right?
Right.
Standing next to Natasha Khan from Bat for Lashes. and she was cooing over a little cat, and I joined in, and I said, yes, it is sweet. I love you. I love you.
What, she had a cat backstage?
There was a cat wandering around, and she was sort of going, oh, look, a cat. And I was going, yes, look, I love the cat. I love you too. She walked away.
Yes. Look, I've caught the cat.
Yes. I've got the cat for you, Natasha. What do you want me to do with it? I love you. And then, of course, various members of the band came out. No sign of Tom. I think he was having a shiatsu massage session.
Right.
Because, man, I don't know if you've seen them, listeners, on this current tour. He jumps around the stage like a nutcase.
I think they are having a good time by the sounds of it. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going next week.
Because a lot of that, they're playing a lot of kind of dancey stuff.
Right.
Mixed in with all the classic Benz and OK Computer style hits. And it's a really kind of dancey show. It's amazing. And Tom York is bouncing around the stage like nobody's business, so I'm sure he needs a lot of massaging after that. A
little bit of healing.
Yeah, but Colin Greenwood, the bassist, he just, he mellows out and he rocks back and forth, so he doesn't go quite so nutty.
Yeah.
And I saw Colin after... Thank you very much.
Direct the show. Hit. Yes.
And we were talking about stuff, and Colin suddenly said, hey, you know what I've been meaning to tell you? I've got a really good idea for a Bond film. I think we were talking about Daniel Craig or something. And he said, I've got the best idea for a new Bond villain. Because that's all you need. To make a great Bond film, you need, like, the ultimate Bond villain, right?
Yes.
And he said, I've got the best idea. You have, like, a rock star, right?
Yeah.
Someone like Bono. And he would be the villain. You don't have to name drop that. I'm not saying that I've met Bono. But you have someone like Bono, right?
Yeah.
An evil, you know, Mickey Spangle or whatever. and he's in the Spanglers, and they're the biggest band on the planet. And so he goes out and he's meeting Kofi Annan and all
the
these
Pope.
People. Exactly, he's meeting the Pope. Yeah. He's got all the connections, right? A massive big rock star like Bano has got all...
Yeah, so you already, that's the thing, they'd only change it slightly.
Yeah.
So you'd go, I know who that is, I know who they're getting at.
Yeah, Bonox.
Yeah. He'd be good, though.
So he's called Bonox, and he's got fingers in all the pies, right?
Yeah.
But he's not using his rock power for good. He's using it for evil. He wants to take over the planet.
Yes.
I just think that is the best idea for a Bond villain. Villain, I have heard.
It's a great idea. And you can imagine the gig filled with all the, you know, the flashing images, hypnotising the people.
I mean, it works on so many levels. The challenge, as Colin was saying, is to do it so that you've got good music. You know, it would all hang or it would all rise and fall on how good the music and the rock star is.
But also with a Bond villain, he's got to have a goal. Like, what's he actually after? Is it revenge?
Well, it's always world domination, isn't it?
Yeah, but... I guess it is, yes.
I mean, it'll be... now, maybe there would be some kind of psychological angle to it. So he was rejected by Simon Cowell at a young age. And now he wants to kill everyone on the planet to get back at Simon Cowell or something like
also,
that.
Also, you've got the potential there for good chases and a great set piece on a live stage in front of loads of people.
Exactly.
A chase in a... gig, a great big Wembley style massive arena when he's going to laser the lot of it, everyone there, and there's some chasing. Some chasing in
the lasers. The lasers turn out to be real.
The real lasers slicing people up. People are putting their hands up to touch the lasers and their fingertips are coming off.
Oh,
disastrous.
Good times.
Good times.
Watch out, is another little bit. It might be wicked, it might be one of the weaker bits, but that's cool. I like weaker bits. I can handle up to three.
That's the Hives with Walk, Idiot, Walk. What's he got against people who walk?
Well, he wants him to walk rather than run. He's saying, walk, idiot, walk. Don't run across my garden.
I see. He's like a teacher.
Yeah, he's a headmaster.
It's a song for teachers in the corridors.
Walk, idiot, walk!
Yes. Yeah, that would be great. It'd be nice to have Howling Pele as your... headmaster, get the job done. Now, we just got a nice email through from someone who said that they'd been enjoying my sausages video.
Yes, I'm glad you said video on the end of that.
On YouTube. For those of you who don't know, Garth actually helped me out with this video. He directed it for me. And it's a clip from this show Me Box that I did last year for BBC Three, which is amazingly finally being shown, like about 7 months after I delivered the thing.
When is it being shown, though? It's tonight, right?
It's going out tomorrow night on BBC Three at 11:45 p.m., which I'm very excited about. It's the best slot I think they have. I think it's the best slot in the world.
It's always good for the kids, that slot.
It's a plum slot, you know. It's the plum slot.
But I'm thinking, though, in this day and age where everyone's got hard disk recorders and things,
except me,
I won't have that. But, you know, everyone's going to see it.
Everyone time shifts, Garth.
You know, living in a little virtual bubble thing. I've seen the show, obviously, because I helped out on bits of it. And I have to say to you, listener person,
it's a load of old rubbish.
It's brilliant. It's actually the best thing I've seen in ages.
It's the best, apparently it's the best show ever made.
No, I know. You can't like yourself. That's not allowed. But I can like it, and I really think it's the best thing ever. So stay up really late, drink loads of coffee, whatever you need to do, and watch this show, man. It's
have
amazing.
A Me Box party.
Yeah.
And you can see clips from it online right now if you go to YouTube and type in MWBOX. Unfortunately, there's a Japanese guy who's got the same handle, Me Box.
Really?
Yeah, but he just uploads loads of clips of Japanese bands and stuff, and it's all in kanji. What's the writing called?
Squiggly.
Squiggly.
I don't know, but ignore that guy. Go to the Adam Buxton Me Box. It's far better.
His clips may be very good. I'm not impugning his genius.
He's got dirty clips. I wouldn't look at them.
Japanese clips. You're not allowed dirty clips on YouTube.
No, but
there's no filth. There's a lot of swearing. There's a lot of violence, but there's no totties.
Right.
Because that's taking things a little bit too far.
That's too far.
That's much too far. So, yes, do check those out. And also, of course, if you go on YouTube, you'll be able to see how the Song Wars video competition is progressing.
I haven't seen them yet, and I'm judging this with you lot,
aren't I?
That's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what the deal is, right? We've asked people to choose from one of two songs that are available on the Six Music website, Jane's Brain, which was by me, and Joe's one about Meatballs.
Oh, yes, right. I remember those two.
And they're both short tracks, and we're just asking people to make videos. It doesn't matter what kind of video. They can be totally goofy or simple. You do it on your camera phone. Mm. You can hire a crew of 150 people, if you like, and shoot something with Daniel Craig in it. But and that's almost certain to win, incidentally. If you do that, you'll probably win.
Yeah.
And then upload the results to YouTube, and we're going to take a look at them. I think, when are we going to judge it?
In August,
right. So we're going to take a look at everything that's come in August, and the winner...
Oh, that'd be great.
...will get to come in here. Can you imagine? Come in to the Big British Castle.
Yeah.
Get past all the lasers and the security
robots.
There are
lasers down there.
Yeah.
There's a nice glass door that you get to walk through. It sort of goes... And you feel special coming through that.
It goes, and then there's another one after the glass door that goes,
Yes.
Then you walk through.
I used to have a shower in my mum and dad's house. And when you open the door, it would go, and then when you closed it, it would go, and my sister and I, this is like 20 years ago, my sister and I will still like, there'll be a moment where we'll go, just at the table. sorry to deviate there.
That's amazing. So unfortunately, you won't be able to hear that noise when you come to the Big British Castle. Although we could engineer it so that we should just get you to record
sound effects, yeah.
And then it could be a quirky thing. In the future, that's what it'll be like.
Mm.
You know, to give doors more character.
Well, it was a very Douglas Adams thing. You know, there were doors would sigh as you came through.
Of course.
Oh, like that kind of thing.
That's
you
right.
Know, just like, come on in.
Anyway, the point is, folks, you get to come in. If you win our Song Wars competition, you get to come and sit in on the show. And we'll all hang out. We'll have a big kind of sexy party. And it'll be the most amazing day of all of our lives.
Yeah.
So check out the videos that other people have made, because there's some good stuff up there already. If you type in Song Wars on YouTube, you'll find them.
All right, here's another podcasting, breaking up the chat with some music. Yeah, we got this thing off GarageBand, but it's free, you know, anyone can use it.
We are asking you for your ideas for new Bond villains.
I tell you what, actually, you just mentioned Paris Hilton. She wouldn't be a bad kind of Bond villain, sort of celebrity heiress.
Well, the obvious thing with her would be to have her as one of Daniel Craig's kind of hangers-on in some casino.
Yep.
Or she would be one of the floozies of the villain.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because she's not really got the mental equipment to deal with world domination.
But that's probably why that would give her the edge, you see, because she's so angry at being stupid.
Yes.
And she thinks, right, I want to make everyone stupid with my giant laser.
With my thick ray.
With my thick ray. Or this, yeah. You know, that's why she has so many parties, because there's a glitter ball and you can radiate stuff off the glitter ball. I don't know. My only last one I had was, you know, these sort of internet barons.
Like those two nerds from YouTube.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, you see it on the news, like a 15-year-old has set up a website. I love the idea of Bond going up against a kid. And I started thinking, oh, like an internet kid who's invented a website, but he's really secretly, he's doing nasty things with
That's a very good idea. And Danny Craig bursts into his room and tears all his emo posters off the wall.
Yes.
Starts kicking seven shades of crapola out of him.
Yeah.
That's a very good idea. I was thinking maybe like an art world villain. A sort of Tracy Emin type figure.
All good.
Do you know what I mean?
Leaving her stinky pants on the floor.
Exactly. Covering the world with her filthy linen. Anyway, we want to hear your ideas, folks. We're going to be reading out some of the texts and emails that we've got shortly. Did you enjoy the Pogues there?
I did. I love that. That's superb.
That was a good session track, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought that was off a record.
No, that was recorded for Janice Longwave, back in 1985 on Radio 1.
I remember Radio 1.
Radio 1 was a different place back in them days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now it's all like rapping.
It's all that fast rapping.
It's all Edith Bowman happy slapping people. That's what they do on there. And swearing and all that. They're allowed to swear on Radio 1.
Yeah, and fight.
They're allowed to swear and fight. And they all carry knives. And they're all...
Binge drinkers.
All binge drinking all the time on all the shows. None of this is true.
None of it's true.
Announcement for idiots. None of this is true.
Yes.
Just in case.
I'd have tuned in, actually. I thought, wow, that sounds like a great radio station.
The all-new Adam and Joe podcast has an all-new name. Podmax. The name will never be used out loud or written down.
Podmax.
But from now on, whenever you think about the Adam and Joe podcast,
Podmax.
Think Podmax.
Here's one from Daniel in Blackpool. He says, from the off, I can't think of a villain, but how about a henchman, which is a good idea as well. Henchmen are allowed. Because
odd job. He was really the... You know,
he's the king of the henchmen.
Yeah.
And who were those two slightly effeminate chaps who were in...
Oh, Big Cook, Little Cook.
They were very similar. What were they called?
They were deadly.
They were a bit like Penn and Teller.
One was small and could creep... Sorry.
Big Cook, Little Cook would be excellent henchmen in a Bond film. So Daniel in Blackpool says, I can't think of a villain, but how about a henchman? My idea is for an 8-year-old orphan boy who performs complex and amazing stunts on a BMX bike to attack 007. His name, and this is the key bit, is Trick Nuts.
Send in Trick Nuts.
Send in Trick
Nuts. Okay,
boss.
He's got to talk like that, hasn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Daniel, thank you very much. That's an excellent idea. A few people, of course, have suggested Alan Sugar as being a Bond villain. Did you watch The Apprentice, Garth?
No, you see, I have a thing about The Apprentice.
What's the problem?
Well, I used to work as a teenager. There was a clothes shop up the road, and I used to work in there, and I grew up in Essex. So I'm an Essex boy.
Yeah.
And Alan Sugar would come in with his naughty sons.
Yeah.
And it was always when the boss of the shop had gone out, and he'd load up the table with all the shirts, Matinique, you know, or a new man and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then he'd say, the owner of the shop normally gives me about 20% discount. And I go, I'm sorry, I can't do the discounts unless he's here.
No way, he was haggling.
He'd give me a hard time. And I remember thinking, I don't like you, Amstrad man. And then, actually, that's not why I don't watch the show. I'm sure he's good fun.
Can you believe it? That's how you get rich and successful, man, is you just are a pain in the bottom all the time and haggle with everyone.
I remember thinking, wow, he's good at this because I'm weak and I'm starting to sweat.
Did you stand up to him though? Did you give him the discount?
I couldn't give him the discount, but I would just have that awful, you know, it's like that computer says no. I just went into that mode. So I can't. I'm sorry, I can't.
That I can't.
Sorry, can't. Ness Neal's here.
Well, Ben Lacey, who is listening with his wife in Palmer's Green, suggested Alan Sugar. Thanks for that. And also What about Alan Sugar as a Bond villain? You're fired. And then, you know, he would be lowered down into a shark pool under the Amstrad office. And of course, he's got sidekicks already. Very effective sidekicks.
That's true.
So he's got his henchmen in place and everything. And I like the, everyone likes the idea of Daniel Craig just beating Alan Sugar.
Yeah.
Badly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, giving him a bad
and
beating.
Then, of course, saying at the end, no, you're fired.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just pointing his finger.
When he points his finger.
Yes.
Could have a little bit. The tip of the finger could raise up and he's got like a little laser.
Oh, you know what? They did that in the posters, didn't they? They had it in the posters like it was a smoking gun, that finger.
There you go.
And he would actually do that. That's the thing. No one knows how he's shooting people, but he says, you're fired. Bang!
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
This is from Paul Armstrong in Norwich. Yo, 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 Norwich, keep it real. He hasn't written that. I'm just saying that to all my peeps in Norwich.
My I always idea, appreciate that.
Yeah. My idea for a Bond villain is an amazing chess grandmaster. Good idea. Who is a master strategist, you see? Brilliant.
Yes.
And he uses his strategism skills to kill all the horses. Oh, I see. Kill all horses, knock down castles, and defrock all bishops. So it's all chess-based violence that he's meeting out.
Oh,
here,
I see.
You know, any kind of chess-based dastardly deeds is what this guy would be into. And we would definitely have a tense chess scene between the White Bishop and Bond. Well, the White Bishop would be the name of the villain, you see,
yes.
Says Paul. And just like, it would be just like the poker bit in Casino Royale, very yeah. tense chess off. And there'd be lots
That's
of...
That's what they could call the film.
Chess off. Tense chess off.
Yes.
At the,
or
maybe,
checkmate.
Well, maybe exact checkmate is nice. Maybe the guy's name could be chess off.
Yes.
Chess off. Vladimir Chess off.
Nice, nice.
Hi there. This is the music artist Beck, Beck Hansen, and you're listening to the Adam and Joe podcast. I just did a new Beck song about Adam and Joe, so here it is.
2, 3, 4. Adam and Joe with a razor blade overcoat, sitting on a fruit machine, eating dirty pickles with a pong.
He's walking out, and then he thought, you know, I'm just going to wander back in.
Yeah, Danger Mouse is
while
saying,
I'm
hey,
playing.
Come back. Come back, you haven't finished.
Hey, Beck, where are you going?
No, it's actually real. The actual real Danger Mouse going, Beck, come back. Come back, Beck. Haven't finished your funny guitar.
Oh, you see, and then very abrupt. I mean, that's perverse, isn't it? And he wanders out and
filthy.
He comes back, and then suddenly there's a little abrupt conclusion there. That was Beck. That's his new one. It's released on the 23rd of June. It's called Chemtrails, and that is produced by Danger Mouse. Now, he is so hot right now. He's been hot for a while, I guess. What did he do pre-Gnarls Barkley?
He was... Well, he started off, didn't he, doing the Grey album, which was mixing Jay-Z's Black album...
With the Beatles',
Beatles
White,
White
album. That's right.
The Grey album.
The Grey album.
And then it all went on to the Gorillaz.
Oh, yeah.
And then it all went crazy from there.
You know facts. What are you doing here?
Oh, that's what I'm doing here.
People who know facts aren't really allowed on this show. You know, we don't know anything
at
all.
But those are facts you can't avoid. I mean, he's, like you say, he's the most popular and famous producer right now.
He's the producer du jour. And he'll produce anyone. Black Keys, Black Eyed Peas,
yep.
Black Kids. He doesn't mind. He'll produce them all.
Yeah.
But he's not got a signature sound as such, does he? Like, he hasn't got a drum machine he carries around with him everywhere. And
I don't know. I wouldn't know that was produced by by Danger Mouse.
That's the hallmark of a truly great producer.
Yes.
You know, like the Neptunes, you can hear that the Neptunes have produced something.
Yeah, because they say, hi, we're the Neptunes. All the way through, it goes, I'm Pharrell and I'm producing this record. And then it's the same with Timbaland. You know, you're going, who made this? And he goes, Timbaland made it. I made it quite quickly when I wasn't thinking very hard.
Well, there's the new Weezer song. What's it called?
Oh,
again?
Yeah, Timbaland. It's called
Mash and Peas
and
or something. Pork and Beans.
Yeah, yeah. And Timbaland knows the way to the top of the charts.
Yeah. There you go. He's a genius. He's a genius. But the question is, as you were saying during that song, is Danger Mouse accompanied by a little engineer called Penfold?
Yes. Yes. Because good grief, every time something stupid happens musically. Someone drops a cymbal. Good grief.
Just talking.
Now it's time to wrap up Text the Nation. Thank you so much for all your texts and emails on the subject of new Bond villains. And here's just a couple more before we conclude Text the Nation this week. Alex in Shrewsbury says, Bond villain, a giant cat with a little man on her lap.
That's terrific. That's my favourite idea already.
That's a very good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Someone else says, this is anonymous, Joe Wiley is definitely a good villain. You could have her with eyes that slowly sink into her head when she's in deep evil plan-making mode.
That's good too. I still love the giant cat.
I know. I love Joe Wiley anyway.
Yeah.
Michelle and Al, thank you, Michelle and Al, for this. Jeremy Kyle, obviously. I mean, that was staring us right in the face.
Yes.
As a brilliant Bond villain, he practices mind control on his guests, and he creates an army of single mums and binge-drinking women, and they vote for him to become an evil prime minister, and then he rules Britain, and he rules over a Britain of filthy fun.
Do you think, what kind of gadget could he have, though? Because all these guys have got to have their quirky gadget.
He would, a lie
like
detector.
Alan, lie detector.
The laser lie detector.
Yep.
And he would carry it around with him, and he would just do lie detector tests on all the heads of state.
Good.
And they would always fail. And
he could have a microphone that when he holds it under your mouth for you to speak, you just start to cry. And you can't stop. And that's how he gets Bond in the end, because Bond's all tough.
Or the top of, again, the top of the microphone flips off and just a big knife comes through the end while he's talking to people.
Hi, this is a sexy woman and you're listening to the highlights of the Adam and Joe BBC Six Music show. Ooh, this podcast has got me so hot. I'm too hot. I'm going to have to sit down and take off my cardigan. Oof. I'm boiling.
La 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 la.
That was the Ewoks with one of their forests.
Nostia.
With one of their forest songs. It's, they're excited because there's a new treehouse that's just been built, and that's like the inaugural song they're playing at the unveiling of the new treehouse. That's what they say. We were trying to remember what the Ewoks say the other day.
Nostia. Pretty sure that was.
They say tak tak.
I don't know. I don't know. That sounds like the Mars Attacks aliens.
Maybe.
Dark, dark.
Oh, they say. Dark.
Yes.
They're amazing. Now, we were talking about Radiohead. We're lucky enough to be going to see Radiohead in Victoria Park this week. Can't wait. I'm so excited about seeing them again. But, oh, my Lord. Now, forgive me if this sounds like the words of a sort of pervy old man. But the lady situation where I saw them in Nîmes was unbelievable. I've never seen so many.
Is that just people, ladies from Nîmes, just hanging out?
I guess so. Maybe French ladies. But they've got a better class of lady out there or something. But
right.
maybe it's just Radiohead fans. I'm not sure. But I've never seen so many troublingly attractive female fans at a gig in my life.
Wow.
You know? And they were a certain type of girl, though, right? They were, I mean, when I say girl, you know, these are mature, intelligent women I'm talking about, not like 14-year-olds running around there. But they're sort of beautiful looking, but interesting looking, you know, the ultimate woman. And they've got sort of interesting bags with maybe Naomi Klein novels popping out or books or whatever by Noam Chomsky popping out over the top there. And they all look interesting and they've got sort of interesting hair and stuff like this. And you're just thinking, oh, man, this is happening way too late. You know? I cannot believe it.
I just like the idea of you with the bat for lashes cat saying, look, I've got your cat.
I've got your cat, Natasha. What do you want me to do with it?
Isn't it brilliant? I love cats too.
I was just wandering around thinking, I can't believe I'm finally here with my VIP pass and all
access
these.
Access all areas.
You know? And
would that go for the men as well? I know.
Oh, man, absolutely. There was a lot of very good looking men. I mean, it was just ludicrous. It looked like a big sexy advert with Dr. Buckle's little hairy monkey man walking around in the middle of it going, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I've never been this far away from home.
Mind the gap.
Yes, mind the gap. There you go, folks. That's the end of our podcast this week. Speaking of podcasts, I got a nice message from Andrew Collins, wonderful journalist and broadcaster, and of course, part of the podcast duo Collings and Herrin, they call themselves, Andrew Collins and Richard Herring. And they were going to start a war with us, a podcast war, a while back. They said, do you want to fight? We'll fight you. Because they were doing fairly well in the charts and they were nipping at our heels. And then they overtook us at one stage. And, you know, so they said, we're going to fight you and we're going to get in a war. And I emailed back. I said, please, can we not have a war? I'm just tired. And I get very anxious about any kind of...
give peace a chance.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to say that we've had a truce, and I think they even said something nice about us in their podcast. So I feel we should return the favour. Check out the Collings and Herrin podcast. But thank you very much for listening to this. Thanks, Garth, once again.
Yeah, thank you for letting me come in again. And Joe, I hope you get well soon.
Absolutely. Well, Joe's going to be back with us at Glastonbury next weekend, and our podcast will be the highlights of our Glastonbury coverage. So take care, folks. Thanks for listening. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
BBC Six Music Podcasts.
If you liked Adam and Joe, why not try Jarvis Cocker's Six Music Show, Sundays from 4.
Six Music. Six Music.